Good morning. It's 10:27 a.m. on Wednesday, January the 8th, 2020. I think I got those numbers right. I'm pretty sure it's the 8th. I'm basing that on the fact that the file that's sitting in my queue for yesterday was the 7th. Not because I have any great confidence that I know what day of the week it is, let alone what the date might be. Yeah, it is 10:27. Plus or minus a minute. It's a chilly morning. It's this morning. It's 36 outside my back door. 34 is the official temperature according to the widget. It is chilly. They're talking about snow later in the week. It's for a minute. Can't really complain. It is, after all, January. I ticked off all my boxes yesterday. Well, most of them. I didn't do any burpees, but... Oh, I didn't do the treadmill either. Shit, treadmill time. But I ticked off the words. I got my words. I'm like 350 pages into the not quite 500 that represent the Wizard's Butler. So that's come along nicely. That made it difficult for me to get into wording this morning because I just wanted to jump ahead and do the editing. I also have a bit of work I have to do for stuff for today. So, yeah, that's kind of a pain. For the most part, it's good. I have to notify the people who got their grants that they got grants and how much they were for. I also have to notify people that they didn't get their grants, which is not so good, but you know, not everybody gets the grants they want. The nature of grants. I have pretty much everything I need in order to make that happen. I just need to take an hour or so out of my day between now and 1 o'clock to get it done. Because at 1 o'clock I've got a meeting with the people who are going to say, so have you got those notifications out yet? And I want to be able to say, yes, I have. Not, no. So, it'll probably take me an hour, maybe only half an hour, I don't know. I'm short on the day for the moment in terms of words. I've got like 1,700 words. That's probably, rationally, it's really probably 1,600 words. So I need another 500 words or so to get through my 2K minimum for the day. Because I really want to get back to the Butler. I thought that book was really kind of... Oh, I hate this. Hang on. Okay, I'm across the ice. There's this one low spot where all the meltwater rests and then freezes overnight into a lake. And I have to sort of try to skate across it. Anyway, so yeah, I thought the Wizard's Butler was kind of fragmented, that it was, there was a lot of meandering in the middle. And as I'm going through it, I'm like 350 pages in. So more than 60%. Close to 70. Unless there's a lot of words to cut out between here and when we really shift into high gear, when things start really popping, this is going to be a pretty cool book. It's going to be like 120,000 words. I've actually added more words than I've taken out. The final first draft count was 120,500 and change. And right now it's 120,700 and change. And that's after I've taken all the stuff out up to this point and smoothed over the pieces that needed smoothing. I had a couple places where, it wasn't actually there, but I fixed it. Had a couple of conversations that were like, started off one way, ended up another way, and needed to be completely remodeled, for lack of a better term. But I found myself sitting there yesterday, way into the evening. Like, I was still editing at 10 o'clock last night, and I didn't really want to put it down and go sleep. And I paid for that. I had a really, really bad night. I didn't get to bed until late. I didn't sleep. That was on top of the night before, where I woke up like 7 times. So this morning I'm sitting there and I'm trying to get words and I'm not doing very well. And I have a killer headache. And so I did the take a mental step back and see what's going on, and realized that I needed a nap. Yes, it was 7 o'clock in the morning. I've been awake since 4, but I didn't get up till like 5. I needed a nap. 7 in the morning. So I lay down on the couch. Had a cat curl up with me, and we had a little snooze for about, 40 minutes. It was not a long nap, but I got up feeling quite a lot better, and got the words percolating. Had a choke point where I couldn't think of, okay, what happens here? And realized I needed to bring in another character and give him a few problems to deal with. So it was pretty holy chunking away. I finished up one long series of battles and checked off some quests and for the words, and I need to be back by 11 in case the kid needs a ride to work. I don't know if you will or not today. It's really not that bad out. It's quite pleasant. Sun's out. It's not real cloudy. There's a few clouds around. There's almost no wind, which is a bonus. So even though it's like 36, 38, it's really not a terrible morning. She might decide she wants to just walk it, because like me, she finds walking helps her keep her emotional state stabler, more stable. It's not like me. Her emotional state is probably no more stable than mine is, but walking helps. So her job is only like a half a mile away from the house. So half a mile over, I usually go over and get her. Oh, the other thing I did was that I was having trouble getting my body temp regulated. First I was hot, then I was cold. I put on the fleece-lined hoodie and started to sweat. Take it off, sweat would be cold. I'd have to put it back on again. And I realized that, okay, I'm wearing the wrong clothing. I should probably do something about that rather than just swear at it. So I went down to this checklist. It's like, okay, what haven't I done? I had a shower last night. I had a nap. I had some food. I could use some more food. I would not turn down more food. But I put on some clean clothes, changed into a lighter weight hoodie. That seemed to help. And I just ripped through about 1,000 words in a single sitting. It's like, zip. It's like, okay, yeah, that worked. Okay. So I gotta go back. I gotta finish some words. Probably have to give the kid a ride to work. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Okay. Did I actually turn the recorder on? Looks like it's 11 minutes in. Okay. One of those, did I really do that? I did. Life is good. Pile of dirt there. Interesting kind of dirt. It's not like the normal dirt that I see around here. Not sure what it is. Almost looks like a big anthill. Let's see, what are we doing next? I did hear back from the editor. I did hear back from the cover designer for Cape Grace. I've poked the cover designer for The Wizard's Butler. The Barbarian book is probably... I'm probably going to let my daughter do the cover for that one. I may just donate the words to her and let her publish it under her own name. We'll see how it works out. Sell the story to her for $1 and other valuable considerations. Get her to do the paperback formatting for me. No, probably not. She does do paperback formatting. I've got, I trained her in the software in Lix. Really, all I need to do is give her my CSS sheet. Wizard's going to be really easy because I don't have all the chapter breaks. None of the chapter breaks have graphical. Wizard's going to be a really simple, straightforward, text-only book. I'll have chapter numbers, probably not chapter names. No, definitely not chapter names. Just chapter numbers. It's a lot of scene breaks, but I'll do something simple for scene breaks. So when they get set up into ebooks, it'll be easy to tag them. I won't have a lot of work to do to get them converted into ebook, which just takes about 2 minutes. And then I put my own spin on the ebook so that it's not generic, but depending on what comes back out of Draft the Digital, I might just take whatever they give me. No, I won't do that because they do tend to be a little bit cluttered. More cluttered than I like. At least they're not as bad as Vellum. God! I was working with somebody who did their ebook formatting in Vellum. And the difficulty was that it was a shortish book. It should have come in, there's a 1 meg minimum, so you always get charged for 1 meg file size. But this was a novella, and it came in at just over 2 megs, and it should have been around 500,000 kilobytes. Should have been a half a meg. I came in at around 2. I went through it with her and discovered that the style sheet that Vellum puts on it is just a monster. And she had some big graphics in there too. We pulled those out. I fixed the style sheet. Did some finds and replaces. Managed to get it down to under a meg. Still wasn't as short as I would have liked, but saved her 15 cents. On a $2.99 book, 15 cents is a significant cost. Actually, it saved her 30 cents. Because it was over 2. So you get charged for 1. If it goes over that, you get charged for 2. If it goes over that, you get charged for 3, even though it doesn't, you know, it's like 2 bytes over 2 megs, you're going to get charged for 3. So that's an extra 15 cents for every extra one they stick you with. So on a $2.99 book, where was it? I'm already down to like some like two and a dime or something. Take 30 cents out of that, and it's more than 10%. So that was interesting. It was an interesting exercise. I probably should have been doing something else, but I really wanted to know how they were doing it. And I found out, I learned. Okay. Scurry across the road. I seem to find myself dealing with a lot of cars this morning. So I told this guy that I would read his book, and I forgot to do it, and he sent me another copy, and I downloaded it, and I thought I emailed it to my Kindle so that I could read it, because he sent me a Mobi. But I went to look for it, and it wasn't there, so I got stuck into the next book on the Onset series, which is still really good. But I didn't... I have to go back and find that guy's book. I told him I would read it, and I want to read it. Some of the stuff is really, really good. I read a couple of his pieces. They're really short. I really don't like short works, as I've said about a million times. But I told him I would read this one because it's science fiction. It's, in theory, it's space opera. As long as it's not in present tense, I'd probably be okay with it. I should open it up on my computer and see if the file is munged up, and so that when I mail it to my Kindle, it doesn't actually arrive. I suppose I could sideload it. Oh, here comes the kid. Just gonna walk. Decided to hoof it, huh?
Yep.
See ya.
Yeah.
5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
All right. Damn. It's gonna stop and get a burrito on the way back. That's out. I'll just have to find something else to eat. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.